This is Ryan from American Made.
Hey, this is Mark from Twat. You're listening to Sick Boys Radio.
Hey, this is CJ with Animal Train, and you're listening to Sick Boy Radio.
This is Art from Black Mountain Moonshine, and you're listening to Sick Boys Radio.
Yeah, hi. We're the Poison Politics. You're listening to
Sick Boy Radio Show.
We
are some kind of nightmare. You are listening to Sick Boys Radio.
You are listening to it.
This is Joe from Scanner. You are now experiencing a mindfuck known as Sick Boys Radio.
Welcome to the Sick Boys Radio Show. How's it going, motherfuckers?
Is it going, that's for sure.
Is it going?
Is it going? It's going. And we're doing this as we're watching a UFC fight night.
God bless America.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's not much new entertainment out there with everything shut down. It's one of the few things we have. To entertain it.
It's more like God bless paid internet fucking broadcasting services.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that whole bundle with the... I'm not going to do the ad for them, but the whole bundle you got seems to be a way better deal than Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, nay. Like, I don't know.
Not too thrilled with Netflix, but they're... You have it so you can watch certain things.
Yeah, dude. You'll never get F is for Family without Netflix, so therefore, get Netflix.
Yeah, but they only release F is for Family, what?
Once every couple of years?
Yeah. Because
it's well worth the wait.
Yeah, it's worth the wait. But You could always just cancel and then resubscribe.
Oh, fuck all that headache.
Fuck it, I'll just eat the cost.
Damn straight.
One thing I'm not paying for is Spotify.
Fuck no. Yeah. Fuck Spotify.
I refuse to fucking pay for Spotify.
Not paying for that.
Those of you that do, I want to know a good reason why.
Sorry.
You know? or if we're like totally bagging on a huge chunk of our listeners on there, I don't know. But let us know, what's the perks from paying for Spotify?
I don't know why you would. There's a free option.
Yeah. And I don't get that many ads when I listen to it. People complain about ads. I don't really get ads like you would with Pandora.
I think it's because, like, I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? I'm not even
trying to get in. Anyway.
All right. So we'll keep it going here. We kicked it off there with Calic. At least I'm hoping that's right. You know, half this show is us trying to pronounce band names.
Yeah, we suck.
And this band coming up is Zukov.
Oh, and fuck.
We're back into the fights. Here we go.
Here you go, music.
Tearing that emotional state. Right now, there is the rage. I watch them all commence the hate. Right now, there is the rage. Some kids in a delusional state. Right now, there is the rage. I watch them all commence the hate.
Oh, the neighborhood. Here come those fucking boomers with no masks on. Who gave these fucking boomers the permission? Who left them in Sam's Club? Did you make them pay? Don't let them get haircuts. Don't let them pray. Don't they know it's not just their rights? Don't they know the rules? These boomers just ain't hardcore, man. This shit ain't cool. These boomers want everything in the whole world. These boomers suck so bad, I'm about to take the motherfucking girl. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. There goes a neighborhood. There goes a neighborhood. There goes a neighborhood.
The Neighborhood by Hot Zone, who you also heard earlier in that little set. Boomer Count 2020 and Our Souls, Histrionics, Afterburn, Status Over Substance, and I Bought a Cemetery Plot by Hot Zone, who you just heard, and Zukov, I think I'm pronouncing that right, The Fighting League of the Commercial Middle Class. That sounds like a Dead Kennedy song.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, the Jell-O and the Melvins and shit.
Yeah. It sounds like a title that Jell-O would come up with, for sure. So, over the weekend, I don't know, maybe some of our listeners know, Jonesy from the Bloody Muffs had a heart attack.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. So, coming up, we're going to play some NYC Bloody Muffs, America's Corny, Get Well Soon, Jonesy, and if you can donate, I'll have the PayPal link up on my social media profiles.
For sure.
For sure. All right, here you go.
All right.
Starts my buzz before the first chord. Nadia hits an energy. Save some money, write some songs. Call your friends to help you out. Fill in the dates one by one. Get hung up on those weekday nights. Oh, whoa, we're loading the van. We're back on the road again. Another long and endless highway. Gas station, vending machine wheels. I toss my piss jug out the window and all I see is corn. America's corny! Back at home, but I'm still yearning. It's nice to be here, but I wish you were there. Save some money, write some songs, and call your friends to help you out. Fill in the dates one by one, get hung up on those weekday nights. Alright, the merch arrived. We're back on the road again. Another long and endless highway. Gas station, vending machine meals. I toss the piss jug out the window and all I see is corn. America's corny! Youngstown always kicks us into gear. Cleveland is a fucking rockin' town. Toledo and Flamin' Dr. Peppers. Detroit yells, don't you dare skip us! A little town in northwest Indiana has the coolest kids around. Drunk in Omaha, Chicago, and Green Bay. Louis never let us down. Punk rock night in V is the best show every time. But New York City is our we'll be right back.
me box of cheapos, spark blowing up the fuck. Then me headed to the office to grab my bottle of fuck. Was a cold and dairy, about to hop in the car. We knew it would be hairy, but at least it wasn't far.
Just heard Bottle Rat with Rock and Roll Idiot. No Collusion. Jim. Ooh, that didn't come out right.
Collusion.
The Elder Gods, Octopus Hands, and the Bloody Muffs, America's Corny. It's kind of weird. Last week, I thought, look, there's a bunch of bands on these Let's Make Some Noise Together comps that Jonesy got us all organized to make that we didn't play, or at least, like, I overlooked them. Maybe we did play them. But most of them, I think, at least the tracks, because they double up the tracks on some of the comps. Yeah. And then over the weekend, the Bloody Muffs went to do a couple of spots in Indiana, and Jonesy had a heart attack.
God damn.
On stage. So, like,
that sucks.
Yeah. Medical bills are piling up, and we know it's, like, tough times for people, but if you can donate anything to Jonesy, who's been a big supporter of Sick Boys, you know.
Yeah, man. Cash in your beer cans.
Yeah, I'll have a PayPal link up. Anything helps. I know it's cliche at this point, and a lot of people are asking for money. Jonesy's never asked for a dime. This is something somebody set up for him. So, just to make that clear.
Spare some change.
Yeah. So, yeah, fuck. It's just, I don't know. Like, it's just kind of like the Marc Maron bit where it's like, what do we do in like times like these where we have a dictator as president? Do we just put our head in our hands and just fucking scream, or do we just keep going?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shit doesn't seem real.
Just knuckle up, buckle up, and ride it through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
And with the Biden being on the ticket, it's like sippy cup versus herp a derp.
Next 4 years is going to be fucked no matter which way we go.
Yeah.
We are fucked.
Yeah. I don't know how anyone could be worse than Trump, but we kept saying that about Bush, and here we are.
Here we are. God damn. I bet you never thought there'd be anybody that made Bush look like the smart, sensible fucking president.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, in case anyone was wondering why we like abruptly cut off earlier, it's because this little studio space that Dar has set up is also his family's garage. And the home of the snacks. So that's kind of why that got cut.
Yeah, the kids were trying to come in through the door. And so, yeah, we had to shut that down.
Shit happens. It's DIY radio, you know. And at this point, everybody's recording shit at their house.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fucking crazy. You're seeing all these people who worked for Sirius, and now they're doing shows out of their parents' house.
Yeah.
World's going to hell in a handbasket, too.
You're saying Sirius is a fucking shit job, and you still end up living in your mom's basement?
So I've seen a couple of them. Maybe it's just out of safety for the pandemic, but I don't know.
My whole life I wanted to be a radio DJ. Here the fuck I am, and I'm like, wow. Cool.
Well, will you tell Edna to quiet down? I'm trying to record a segment here.
Mom! I'm recording a podcast! Stop vacuuming until later! Heat me up a burrito!
You know, one of the ones with the fucking, you know, the spicy ones. Fuck. So, that's like almost a reality of being a podcaster nowadays with everybody being at home. I'm seeing it firsthand with people who, especially video, they start looking away and they're kind of doing like the cut it
sign. Well, dude, like companies keep shutting down, but mine stays open. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. I want my COVID vacation. I had never gotten a
COVID vacation.
I never got a COVID vacation.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting like a second one now.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why am I essential? I don't know shit. How am I essential?
That would be a good name for a song.
I don't know shit. Why am I essential? I have no fucking skills.
We might at some point, if it's practical, pragmatic, whatever you want, interview another essential worker. Because I've talked to a couple people who are like, I kind of want to come on this radio show. So I just want to hear the crazy stories of what the common people have to deal with. Yeah, we interview a lot of musicians that work regular jobs, but they're not going to come on here and talk about their job. So I want to fucking interview some different folk. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Why not? We could get some crazy ass fucking stories out of it.
Nordy's on nudes. So
Look at me just putting the hammer down. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. No, it's a thought that popped into my head earlier. I mean, dude, if you could interview a webcam model, would we not jump on that shit?
Depends on which webcam model.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on that. I'm not going to bark up anyone's tree, but... You know what I mean.
You know,
Yeah, anyone can have a Pornhub channel now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway. Yeah.
It's always weird seeing people you know on the internet and where they're at years after you've seen them. Anyway, we're going to play some new tracks. This one first coming up is from the Bot Bots, who you heard last week. I know a lot of these bands we play week after week. Sometimes we kind of section people in for a couple episodes and then chuck them because they're no good.
You don't like it, fuck off.
No, well, we like it. We like it, we play it.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And more so bands that actually share this program, you're going to get more plays.
Yeah, share it.
Hint, hint. All right.
Wink, wink.
So we got our talking in. Now time for some fucking tunes.
You scared me there. I was like, I'm out.
Here's some music. This is the Bot Bots. It don't mean nothing to me.
To me.
No, it don't.
It don't mean nothing to me.
Government
Sick Boys Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in, motherfuckers.
Yeah. If you want to be heard on this show, I don't know. How did they do it?
You send in your tracks, a nice little bio about your bands, and make sure you label those tracks with your band name and the track name. And I doubt anybody's listening is actually going to do this right, and we're going to end up with a bunch of fucked up tracks that we end up deleting.
Yeah, because we keep saying it, but people don't listen. Yeah,
but we keep getting them in. Fuck, man. So, yeah, now, put your name and the track title in the track name. You go to rename file, and you rename it with the name of your band and name of the track.
Common sense would dictate that people would do this, but believe us, they don't.
And then send that over to pdrsubmit@gmail.com, sickboysradio@gmail.com, or sickpodcasting@gmail.com.
Yeah, and I also got another show I might as well plug while we're here called The Divided. Comes out at the beginning of each week. If you want to be heard on that show a little bit, more alternative, indie, whatever you want to call it. Hit me up, thedividednordy@gmail.com, and same rules apply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really rules, guidelines. Just guidelines keep getting overused.
You're
now
violating my constitutional rights.
Play my music. So you just heard my latest failure, which, speaking of constitutional rights, they've gotten heavy airplay on this show. They got played on Darp's Picks. They're fucking good. I want to hear more from them.
Yeah, send us more shit, guys.
Yeah, and before that, Hanoi Jane, Violent Reactions off the Virginia Let's Make Some Noise Together comp that Kenny from The Runs and Stinkoids and a couple other bands put out. And Fury from right here in Orange County. Inevitable Need to Reach Out, Mental Health by Our Souls, who you heard earlier, and the Bot-Bots, It Don't Mean Nothing to Me. Brand spanking new shit.
Don't mean nothing to me.
So, playing this out, we have another fucking track off of that Virginia Let's Make Some Noise Together comp. I hope it's nice and cool out there in Virginia, but I'm sure it's hot.
It's fucking burning up out here.
Yeah, we're burning up in here.
It's on fire.
Yeah, we need to get some really, like, silent fans.
The air's on fire out here, I tell you what.
It's only July, and we're dying.
Yeah, we're dying.
So this one is by Bake Sale Hotties, playing us out.
All right, man.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next week.
Sick Boys Radio.
Later days.
Door, say the greatest folly, and this could be love, I'm gonna hate you. I can't say that it's too late. We'll never be one with the state. And I can't say that it's too late. We'll never be one with the state. Every time you cross the world and pinch me, you're up the concrete. My eyes are right, I finally see it's really where I wanna be. And I can't say that it's too late. Never be one with the state. And I can't say that it's too late. You'll never be one. Shut up!